Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
We've been taking your calls too on 133353. We're going to get Wade Graham very shortly and talk about it all from a player's perspective. In fact, I think we might have Wade ready to go right now. He's a part of the Triple M stable, part of the Triple M family. Wade-o, welcome to the Saturday Sin Bin.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
The sad thing is, Wade, you and I will have no pubs and club gigs to do for a while, mate, but we'll be back.
Oh, well, mate, everyone's struggling a bit, aren't they? But we'll keep pushing through and we'll get back there when they pick back up.
Wade, you've been part of the negotiations from a Rugby League Players Association point of view. Just give us a bit of an insight about how that's been going from a player's point of view. Obviously, you've had Todd Greenberg also involved and Clint Newton from the RLPA as well.
Yeah, it's been pretty good, to be honest. It is progressing. I know it feels like it's taken a while to sort some stuff out, but it's just there's so much information to get through and so many different scenarios in a in a circumstance where we don't really know what the end product's going to look like. So we're doing our best to progress them as quick as we can. All parties have been working really well together to just try and, deliver on a few different outcomes. And, hopefully we'll get a result sooner rather than later.
Wade, when the NRL put the 87% pay cut to you, how confronting was that? Like that must have been a bit of a shock, I imagine.
Yeah, it was a shock, but in saying that, the penny had started to drop for not just the players, but from the club's point of view and the NRL's point of view, just how bad this issue in society was going to be. So it was one of the realities that we'll face with, as is a lot of people. They're going through the same thing. So it was just something that we had to face up to. That was potentially what it was looking like. And then, once we saw that, well, it was just a matter of working through it all and trying to get an outcome that, is fair on everybody.
Have you spoken, after that meeting, have you gone back to the Sharks players and told them? And can you tell us what their reaction was?
Pretty much after every meeting, we provide a summary of updates so that we can push out into the broader playing group. And every playing group has some delegates that are involved with the RLPA, and then, that's how the flow of information goes. So I think by the time, we push those summaries out, you guys in the media are onto it just as quick as some of the other guys. So there's always reports and the boys are always somewhat aware of what's going on. And then, so by the time we push the summaries out, most boys are across it and starting to digest some of the, possible outcomes. And, it's been a tough time on everyone, like I said, but everyone's going through the same thing here.
Are the players upset at all about the size of the pay cut?
Well, obviously it's not ideal, but I think it's reality. That could be a reality. I think the players, you just have to digest it and look at that. That could possibly be reality if that's, if there's no more competition or no more games that are on. That is just what we have to face up to at the end of the day. It doesn't matter whether we like it or not. It is what it is.
Yeah, and the reality, given it's so confronting, I imagine. Well, talk me through this. Has there been a change in thought about the prospect of going and isolating in a little country town in Queensland somewhere and the NRL just putting the competition from up there? I know initially players were a little bit reluctant to leave their families and go away, but now that they've seen the scale of the pay cuts that have been talked about, I understand there might be a slight change in that thinking?
Oh, yeah, I think no doubt when you have, that sort of information in front of you, it certainly affects the way you think. But I think we've been no different. I can only speak for. I'm trying to speak for the collective here.
Yep.
We've been no different than society. Like about how fast moving. This virus has affected everything. So, like 3 weeks ago, or we'll just say 4 weeks ago, the season was as per normal. Then a week after, there was no crowds, and then the week after it was shut down. Like that was in the space of 3 weeks. So that it moved so fast, and it was hard to react. And, just keep up with it like everyone else.
Yeah, you're right, Wade. It's been a crazy tsunami the way that it's just all unfurled. Hey, give us a little bit of an insight. We're told that things have shifted a little bit in the last 24 hours where, you know, initially the worst case scenario was that I think the players could have been looking at across the board, all 480 NRL players were going to be receiving, after tax, it would have worked out to be about $3,000 over the course of the next 4 or 5 months per month. But that there's a view now that that's shifted because Peter Volandis has got involved and he's managed to find more money out of NRL headquarters and it's going to be a greater split. But from a player's point of view, the players are prepared that the highest paid players won't receive as much of a percentage as what some of the blokes who are on minimum wage and are obviously, you know, really going to be doing it tough to try and make ends meet are. Is that how it is?
Yeah, well, the conversation shifted a lot. You know, initially we were working off the premise of worst case scenario and then what was available. And then the main theme that came out of that amongst all the playing group was, like, we understand not all of the NRL or not all NRL players are paid, you know, a top salary. So a lot of them rely, you know, like everyone else, and rely paycheck to paycheck. So the feeling amongst when we first had the initial discussions was about basing it on worst case scenarios. How do we get those guys down the bottom end through, you know, and some clarity around some guarantees coming in where they could plan their immediate financial future. And then once we had sort of that base worst case scenario outcome, well, then it was just about progressing and making sure all the information was accounted for, all different scenarios were covered. For example, if we did get the season back on up and running, what did that look like? And then if we were able to push through into November, December, and there was an Origin series, like, what does those sort of scenarios look like? It's just, it's a whole lot of information and a whole lot of unknowns you're trying to work with across a lot of stakeholders. It's a time-consuming exercise, but we've all been working hard and working together, and it is progressing.
Wade, I know players really do love Origin, and there's a lot to be said for it, and I think it would provide in many ways a feel-good moment. But with the current financial pressures on the game, does the game really need an Origin series where every player has played $30,000 per game? That's $500,000 per team. That's $1 million per game. The game, I struggle to see with everybody taking such drastic pay cuts how the game can really justify putting on an Origin series.
Well, I think if you look at it in terms of that, it's probably down the order of priorities 100% to work out trying to get an Origin series on. But if you work out if the players were willing to put an Origin series on to source some more revenue to come into the game to split with the whole group, well, maybe it's a different conversation. And again, yeah, it's one of those different scenarios that, you know, all been on the table trying to discuss about, you know, once this virus is hopefully controlled and, you know, we don't have a time frame on that. What does the other side look like? And no one really knows, do they? So it's just trying to account for all different scenarios. The first immediate outcome is trying to work out, you know, April 1 when players are expected to be paid and what that looks like. And, you know, I think at one stage players were almost willing to stand down without pay because that was almost going to be the reality, like so many staff and so many people across the world. And that's what we're facing, and we're happy to do that if that's what it took. It was just getting all the information and evidence and that behind that and trying to work out the best outcome.
Hey, Wade, what's happening with your training regime at the moment?
I trained yesterday, actually. I've only trained once since we've been off because I've been on all these telephone conferences. So I went and had a run yesterday. And we've been given the program from the club just to, you know, bare minimum stuff you can do around the house to stay, you know, stay lifting weight, and, you know, everyone knows what a sort of cardio run looks like and a speed run looks like, especially the guys who have trained for a long time. So it's a really individual thing about staying on top of your health as best you can. And, we'll wait and see until all the players get back in a group and in a team environment to see who excelled and who didn't.
Yeah, just say, if the game was stopped for 4 weeks, how long do you reckon it would take you to get back? If you can't train with your teammates, how long would it take you to get back to some sort of fitness so you can go out there and, you know, not be afraid to get injured or anything like that?
For me, I think I could do it within a month, probably. Yep. 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. But, you know, it always varies to the individual. I've played for a long time now. So, yeah. you know, a lot more experience and probably a lot more know-how around the training and the game, where the younger guys could take a bit longer. But it's all something we're going to have to look at and examine with any decision to make about, you know, creating a new season or what a new season possibly looks like at the end of the year. Because that has to be taken into account, preparation time.
You guys have the sand dunes close, don't you?
I try to add that crossed off the list, mate. I hate that.
What about for your Sharkies, Wade? Like, you've obviously had a lot of success there, the heights of a premiership, and then you've been through some of the hard times as well. Are you confident that the club will be able to come out the other side of this and that they will survive?
Oh, I'm as confident as probably every other club at this stage. A lot of different clubs are facing different challenges. I suppose the only silver lining for the Sharks is because they closed their league club for 2 years, they sort of planned and budgeted not having that income propping them up for a couple of seasons. So I'm not across all the clubs' financials, but I'd say if anything, they were probably just a little bit ahead of the curve with what's ended up with their finances because of the strategy they already had in place. So as an RLPA member and a collective group, we want all the clubs to get through because, you know, if two clubs fall down, well, there's 60 of our employees without a job. So it's, you know, the players are aligned with the club's interest in trying to get all 16 clubs through to the other side and see what that looks like.
Good on you, Wade. Good to catch up with you, mate, and all the very best to you and your Sharkies and all your teammates and everyone else through this very, very difficult period, mate. We appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, mate. There he is. He is one of the stable here at Triple M. It's the great Wade Graham. As we do the Saturday Sin Bin, thanks to King G, lots and lots of people have contacted us in the last couple of weeks saying they love my poll. They love Maroon's poll. So let's do it again this week. Maroon's poll is, should Origin go ahead without crowd? If Origin can go ahead, should it go ahead without a crowd? I say it should.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you do, but it's just an opportunity for you to have your say. Currently, 30% agree with me, but 70% think it shouldn't go ahead without people in attendance. We'll put this to the guys, and we'll discuss that more, but that's Maroon's poll for today. Should Origin go ahead? If it goes ahead, should it go ahead? Can it go ahead without a crowd? All right. Saturday Sin Bin is thanks to King G as Triple M rocks the footy.